Progress in talks on the North American Free Trade Agreement would also be good news. But BHP, the world's biggest miner, issued a blunt assessment of the longer-term dangers to its products during its otherwise promising year-end results on August 21st. It said protectionism was exceedingly unhelpful for broad-based global growth, adding that Sino-American trade tensions could weaken both countries' GDP growth by a quarter to three-quarters of a percentage point, absent countermeasures. Both America and China imposed another tranche of tariffs on a further $16 billion worth of each other's goods on August 23rd. Analysts point to two main ways in which these tensions hurt commodity prices. The first is because of the rising importance of emerging markets to demand. In a report in June, the World Bank calculated that almost all the growth in the past 20 years in global metal consumption, two-thirds of the increase in energy demand, and two-fifths of the rise in food consumption came from seven countries: Brazil, China, India, Indonesia, Mexico, Russia, and Turkey. This group now exceeds the group of seven industrial nations in consumption of coal and all base and precious metals, as well as of rice, wheat, and soybeans. Commodity prices are therefore far more sensitive to these countries' fortunes than they used to be, hence their walloping last week when the plunging Turkish lira gave a shock to other fragile currencies. The second is speculation. Ole Hansen, head of commodities strategy at Saxo Bank, says that fears of a trade war have clobbered prices of the most globally traded commodities, notably copper, as short positions by speculators have surged. China accounts for half the world's demand for copper, the same share as its consumption of steel. Yet steel prices have fared much better, because the most liquid steel contract is in China, which is much more affected by domestic supply and demand factors than big global bets. A steel futures contract in Shanghai touched a seven-year high on August 22nd. As ever, demand from China remains the biggest swing factor for commodities. BHP reckons China will use fiscal and monetary expansion to help offset the impact to its exports from the trade conflict, which could benefit commodities. But even if the worst is now priced in, plenty of volatility lies ahead, as Mr. Seifred quips from the cornfields of Nebraska, predicting the future is a son of a bitch.